Frank's lawyers hear confession witnesses now repudiate stories. The Atlanta Constitution, Tuesday, the 28th of April, 1914, page 1, column 1. Attorneys issued a statement declaring their belief that Ragsdale and Barber were telling the truth. They explained how affidavits were secured from these individuals. In their statement, they said, "If these rumors be true, we denounce the perfidy of these men with all the vehemence of our natures." Reports circulated in Atlanta that Reverend C.B. Ragsdale, the minister who accused Jim Conley of confessing to Mary Fagan's murder, and R.L. Barber, a member of Ragsdale's congregation who corroborated the pastor's story, had repudiated their statements and branded them as frame-ups. This led to a sensational statement from Leo Frank's counsel to the Constitution. Frank's attorneys also presented affidavits from Dr. J.M. Pierce and John E. White, who had vouched for Ragsdale's character, and from George E. Knott, who had testified to Barber's character. Rumors persisted on Monday that there would be startling developments regarding the Ragsdale and Barber affidavits. But Solicitor Dorsey refused to discuss the matter, stating that all developments would be made public on Friday. When Frank's lawyer's statement was provided to the Constitution, it was too late at night to reach either Reverend Mr. Ragsdale or Mr. Barber for a statement. Frank's counsel's statement is as follows. Frank's lawyer's statement, editor. Constitution. On Thursday, April 23, 1914, two men appeared at the office of L.Z. Rosser in the Grant Building, claiming to have important information regarding the Frank trial. One identified himself as a preacher and the other as a former member of his congregation. These men were unknown to us. We had never seen or heard of them before. L.Z. Rosser took their affidavits, subjecting them to a thorough cross-examination. There was no attempt to lead them or to embellish their story. Instead, they were clearly told that Frank's counsel wanted only the truth and that we were seeking nothing beyond what they knew and knew accurately. The affidavits were prepared in their presence, using almost their exact words, recorded by a competent and honest stenographer. After being typed, the affidavits were carefully read to each witness and sworn before a disinterested notary public. We did not suspect any wrongdoing on their part and believed they were motivated by a desire to correct their previous silence. They were asked to provide the names of their friends and associates, as required by law. They promptly provided the names of some of the most reputable men in Atlanta. We contacted some of these men to verify the character of Ragsdale and Barber. The feedback was consistent with their claims, and some of Atlanta's most respected citizens vouched for them, leading us to feel justified in presenting their story to the court. We have heard this evening that both men now recant and claim they fabricated their story. If these rumors are true, we denounce their deceit with all the vehemence of our natures. In the Frank case, we have always sought only the truth and have used only what we believed to be true. We have believed and continue to believe profoundly in Frank's innocence. But this conviction has never led us to say anything that the whole city of Atlanta could not hear, nor to do anything that the whole state of Georgia could not see. If these rumors are true, we will immediately exclude these perjured witnesses from the case, just as we have done in the past, and will continue to do with any fact or circumstance that even hints at unfairness or perjury. To demonstrate that we did not act credulously or unwisely in this matter, we provide you with copies of affidavits from men who vouch for the character of these individuals: L.Z. Rosser, Herbert Haas, Leonard Haas, Reuben R. Arnold,